Does it mean what we sort of have been led to believe that it means? It's a favorite verse of many.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what does Jeremiah 29:11 say to us?
Well, let's just read it here. Jeremiah here, this is in the midst of God explaining through Jeremiah that his people are going to go into captivity to Babylon for 70 years because of their sin and rebellion, that God has had enough. And we know that this takes place when Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, comes in, destroys Jerusalem and the temple, and off they go to Babylon for 70 years. And so it's a very dark chapter in the scriptures, very heavy, that God is proclaiming, I'm not going to put up with this rebellion any longer. You're going into exile. And so I'm going to pick it up, though, in Jeremiah 29, verse 10, okay? Because he just got done saying that anybody who prophesies to you anything else is false prophet. You are going to go into exile for 70 years, and then you'll come back. But now listen to the tone and how it changes in verse 10. It says then in Jeremiah 29:10, for thus says the Lord, when 70 years have been completed for Babylon, I will visit you and fulfill my good word to you to bring you back to this place, in other words, Jerusalem. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart, and I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and restore your fortunes, and will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, declares the Lord, and I will bring you back to the place from where I sent you into exile. Now, the verse that Nancy? I don't remember, but she was talking about one verse there about very popular. I've seen women with necklaces where they've got Jeremiah 29:11 on the necklace. Many people take this promise. And my first reaction, Neil, I applaud it because a fantastic promise of hope and a future we can depend.